USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A House panel is looking into U.S. cybersecurity capabilities. Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher citing the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack, which is thought to have originated in Russia.
We had Russian cyber actors last week shut down a major U.S. pipeline, highlighting the cyber threat posed to our critical infrastructure from actors anywhere in the world.
U.S. retail sales were flat in April as shoppers pulled back on goods purchases while boosting spending on services. Retail spending surging by 10.7% in March as many households received $1,400 stimulus checks as federal authorities distributed a round of economic impact payments authorized by the recent $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill. Earlier this week, a labor Department report showed inflation soared by 4.2%. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
A long-anticipated vote took place in the Republican Party.
House Republicans approved Representative Elise Stefanik as their number three leadership position Friday, officially voting her into the post after Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming was forced out Wednesday.
And the American people know that the stakes are incredibly high. We are going to fight for them each and every day against the destructive, radical, far-left socialist agenda of President Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi that's destroying America.
After President Trump's endorsement, the 134-46 tally for Stefanik from New York was decisive. Representative Chip Roy of Texas and Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana, who served as vice chair, were also in consideration. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Mega Millions lottery jackpot for Friday night is nearly $500 million. It's currently sitting at $430 million and climbing. The estimated cash payout, just over $290 million. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyeth Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden spent a week pitching his infrastructure plan to different members of the Republican Party. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell both meeting at the White House, along with another group of Republican senators, including Republican Senator from Mississippi, Roger Wicker.
The things we have in common, Republicans and the president want to build roads, bridges. We want to add broadband to that great heartland of America that includes Alabama and Mississippi, and ports, rail, water, clean water infrastructure. We all want to do that, and I think that's what most Americans think of when we talk about infrastructure. And so we have a plan that we've given to the president. Obviously, he'd like to plus it up a bit. I think he knows that to get it through the Republican majority, through the majority of Republicans, it can't be anything approaching what he's asking.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. And finally, it looks like the majority of pet owners would pick their four-legged friend over their romantic partner. A study by one poll on behalf of Zesty Paws found 67% of respondents would break up with their significant other if their pet doesn't like them. Of the 2,000 respondents, 71% trust their pet's judgment more than their own. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.